Welcome to Top Practices with Stephen J. Anderson. If you believe that your team is your most powerful case acceptance tool, that if they are good enough to hire, they are good enough to train, and that you must be as good on the inside as you appear to be on the outside, then we have designed the techniques and systems for team case acceptance that will take your team practice performance to the top. Here's your host, Steve Anderson.
Welcome to Top Practices. This is Steve Anderson. We're going to do something today a little bit different. I'm going to share with you an experience that I hope will change the direction of your practice and your life. One of our biggest tenets that we believe in at Total Patient Service and the Crown Council and everything that we do is that it's a lot easier to copy genius than it is to create mediocrity. And so we are constantly on the search for genius where there are lessons to be learned that can be applied in dentistry and, frankly, in any environment. Always on the lookout for great mentors. One of the highlights of the year for us, where we have great mentors that come together, is the Crown Council annual event, held once a year, hence the name annual event, where we bring to the stage people typically from outside dentistry that have experience and wisdom to share that can be applied inside of dentistry. Its goal is to expand everyone's thinking in new directions that they may not have thought of previously, in different applications that they may have never considered. Let me share with you one experience from this year's annual event and one of our very special mentors, a man whose nickname is the Iron Cowboy. His real name is James Lawrence. To James's credit, he's done the unthinkable, the impossible, having completed 50 Ironman races in 50 consecutive days in all 50 states. So 50 Ironman races in 50 days in 50 states. It took a tremendous amount of organization to make this happen. And you can imagine the tax on his physical body to be able to complete this probably did irreparable damage. And there are some fascinating lessons to learn. While none of us will ever complete any kind of a physical feat like that, I don't know why you would, there are some lessons to be learned from what he shared and his own experience. So here are seven things that we can learn from an ultra triathlete, having done 50 races in 50 days in 50 states, and there's more to come, I'm sure, but things that you can learn from someone who did the impossible. As a preamble to that, let me suggest that the word impossible has a slightly different meaning when you really look at it. Divide it up. Separate the I am from possible and put an apostrophe between the I and the M. And what do you get? I'm possible. So anytime someone says that's impossible, you can translate that in your own mind to I'm possible. What feat it might be that might seem impossible, what is possible is you. I'm possible. And that certainly is the case in this amazing example. Takeaway number one from an ultra triathlete is, no surprise, belief. What you believe about yourself, about what you're able to do, about your practice, about your profession. The limiting beliefs many times are the things that keep us from heading in a new direction. In the Iron Cowboy's example, everyone told him it couldn't be done. It was impossible. His thought was, I'm possible, and he figured out a way to do it. Question for you is, what are your limiting beliefs? What are your beliefs about yourself and what you're able to do? In one of the most remarkable pieces of research embodied in a book called Mindset, there is revealed two different mindsets that most people have. One is a set mindset, where the belief is that I have what I have and there's nothing much I can do about it. I have a talent set and it's fixed, versus those that have a growth mindset, which is I can always learn and grow, achieve, and progress. That's actually something now scientists have figured out a way to test for. Do you have a set mindset, or do you have a growth mindset? In this case, goes back to the belief window. Your belief is, what do you believe about yourself? Is it set or can you grow? So a great opportunity, if you were going to do something impossible, but asked yourself and said to yourself, I'm possible, what is it that you would do or you would change about your belief system, about yourself, your career, your practice, and the profession of dentistry? I was on a bus recently filled with dentists in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Hinman meeting, sitting next to a dentist that I had known for many, many years. It had been several years since we had connected, and on our bus ride from the convention center over to a evening venue where we were going to have dinner, he started bemoaning all of the changes in dentistry, all of the things that were changing that were making dentistry not like it had ever been before. It's just terrible, he said, all of the things that are changing. And after he got done, I turned to him and I said, I know, isn't it amazing? Isn't it wonderful? And he looked at me and I said this, one thing that I know that will never change is that everything will always keep changing. And anytime there is change, there is great opportunity. And so in a time like this, the real question is, what do you believe about what's changing, and what are you going to do as a result? What is your belief? Time to re-examine all of those. Takeaway number two, nothing revolutionary here and makes a huge impact, which is gratitude for everything. Here is an ultra athlete, and one of his keys to success is simply being grateful. Being grateful that he could get up out of bed every morning, which halfway through his and all the way through his entire experience became more and more difficult just because of pure exhaustion, but being just simply grateful for everything that you have. So here's a suggestion for an application for your morning opportunity meeting agenda. We have for years recommended that you start your morning meeting with this question. What's the best thing that happened yesterday? And highlight one or two things that happened that were positives. That gets your meeting started on the right foot in a positive direction. There's a lot of strategic reasons why you do that. Here would be a variation on that to mix things up a bit, which is to start your morning meeting with one thing that you're grateful for from yesterday. One thing that you're grateful for, or something that you're just grateful for in general, grateful for in the practice. It is a slight variation on what's the best thing that happened and gets everybody in the mode of gratitude. It's very difficult to have a bad attitude when you have an attitude of gratitude. There is a morning habit that I've developed thanks to another mentor of mine, of ours, that we've had again on the Crown Council stage. Who has suggested a morning routine. And part of Hal Elrod's morning routine is that of gratitude. I've adopted that, where I have to write down three things every day, every morning, for which I am grateful. I've mentioned this in the past, and it's amazing what it does for the mindset for the entire day when you go back and just review and account for things, even the most simple things that we often take for granted, like being able to walk or being able to use your hands or being able to do dentistry or use your mind. All of those create the attitude of a winner. So tomorrow morning, when you start your morning meeting, change it up a little bit. and ask your team to share one thing for which they are grateful or one thing for which they're grateful from yesterday. Number three takeaway from our Ultra Ironman athlete is this idea. If you had to make one decision today, one decision that you know you need to make or that would make a fundamental difference in your life, that would make you very uncomfortable. Meaning you know you would have to stretch. You know that it would get uncomfortable because of the things that you had to do that were outside your normal routine and comfort zone. What would be that one decision? The one that you've had in the back of your mind that you know you probably should do but haven't done because of all the steps that are involved in doing it or just making the change and all of the things that are associated with this. In James's experience, his one decision was doing an Ironman, but even dialed it back even further than that was just taking that first step to decide to go out and run. I was in no kind of shape to do it initially, and his one decision was to make himself uncomfortable intentionally by just getting up and starting to run. So what's the one decision that you would make where you would choose to make yourself uncomfortable intentionally? Whether it's learning something new, doing something new, something that would get you out of your comfort zone and get you moving in a new direction. Takeaway number four from our Ultra Ironman athlete is, again, one that is common with every top performer. This one will not surprise you. Self-talk. Self-talk by design. What do you say when you talk to yourself? Let me give you some interesting research that was done on self-talk. This is not a new concept. It's been around forever. And there's some newer research that might surprise you. Typically, we think about self-talk in declarative statements. Around here at Total Patient Service and Crown Council, we love our I'm a 10 sequence. I walk like a 10. I talk like a 10 because I am a 10. That's all self-talk. Some of the latest research indicates that self-talk can be even be more enhanced if you do it in the form of questions. In other words, instead of a declarative statement, you start by saying, am I a 10? Yes, I'm a 10. And then follow that with the word because I do these things. Another example would be if you're facing a daunting task that you might be hesitating or you might have some self-doubt and you ask yourself, can I do this? The response to that would be, yes, I can do this because I have support of a great team. I've spent a career learning how to learn new things. I can do hard things. A third example might be something as simple as saying, can I manage this? In other words, you state the question first, then the declarative statement follows, and then when you add the word because, then you list in your mind all the reasons that you can do it. So the most recent research indicates that that type of self-talk is even more powerful than declarative self-talk, where you just tell yourself positive things. So start asking questions when you talk to yourself and then answer. Just make sure nobody else is around because they'll probably think you've lost your mind. Now, here's an add-on idea to that is what do you say when things don't go as planned? What do you say to yourself when things don't go as planned? What is your self-talk? So for example, in a dental office, what do you say to yourself when a patient no-shows? Do you say, well, there we go, our day is shot. That was one of our biggest production spots in the day, and now it's going to be a catastrophe today. Or is your self-talk, here's a great opportunity. We've got an opening in the schedule, opening for same-day treatment. Let's go after it and see how we can turn this into a positive. What do you say when the schedule falls apart? What do you say to yourself when a procedure takes too long? What do you say when a patient gets impatient? What is the self-talk? So great champions, and you don't have to be the Iron Cowboy to do this, manage their self-talk and the things they say to themselves on a regular basis, including when things don't go as planned. So it's time to update your self-talk with questions and then include the answer with the word because and re-script your self-talk in advance when things don't go as planned. With that, let's take a break for this quick message.
Hey everybody, Stuart Anderson with the Crown Council. I'm here to talk to you about the 25th annual event of the Crown Council, whose purpose is to supercharge the culture of your practice. The Crown Council's mission is to provide the tools to help you create a successful office culture. So everything at the annual event, from the awards night to the entertainment, will teach you and your team skills for developing a powerful practice culture. We're taking reservations now. January 31st through February 1st is when we'll gather in Nashville, Tennessee for the 25th annual event. You and your team can register at www.ccannualevent.com.
Welcome back as we continue with our list of takeaways from an amazing human performer, the Iron Cowboy, James Lawrence, and takeaway lessons from his amazing feat of 50 Ironmans in 50 states in 50 days. Application number 5 from the Iron Cowboy is this idea. Many times we give up on something, not because it's hard, not because it's difficult, but because we never got in it in the first place. In other words, we give up too soon. Many, many years ago, my late business partner and mentor, Walter Haley, loved to share a story. When he was in the insurance business, just starting out, and it was difficult, he went to a mentor of his and said, "I'm getting out. I'm getting out of the insurance business. I'm no good at it. I can't sell. It's not working." And his mentor said to him, "You can't get out." And he insisted. He said, "I am getting out." He said, "You can't." And he asked, "Why?" And he said, "Because you've never been in, and you can't get out of something you've never been in. If you haven't learned the ropes, if you haven't studied, if you haven't put in the time, if you haven't found the systems that successful people use in whatever area of endeavor you're pursuing, you really can't get out of it because you've never really been in it." So here's the question. Where are the areas in your own life, in your practice, in your personal performance, where are the areas that are holding you back? And is it because you've never been all in? What would all in look like? If you made a 110% commitment to make it work, what would all in look like? At Total Patient Service, we love to use the analogy of being a rookie again. Remember back your first day on the job. You were early. You performed at your highest and best because you wanted to make a great first impression. If you had to go back and be a rookie all over again, what would your habits be like? What would your performance be? Would you be all in? It's time to get all in the areas that matter most. Takeaway number 6 from the Iron Cowboy is this idea. Is to re-examine who's on your team. No significant accomplishment was ever made alone. There is no such thing as a self-made person. Everyone has mentors. You can start with mom. Without her, you wouldn't have arrived here. That's mentor number 1. Everyone has great mentors. As we go on in our lives and our careers, we choose which mentors and which people we have on our team. So here's the question. Who is on your team that you have chosen? They may not even know that they're on your team, but that you look to for encouragement, for inspiration, for a positive outlook, and maybe it's time to recreate your personal team. Who and what keeps you going? That requires constant reevaluation on a regular basis to decide who's on your team that's cheering for you, whether they even know it or not, that helps you get where you're going. Everybody needs a team. Everybody needs somebody cheering for them. Who's on your team? Takeaway number 7 from the Iron Cowboy is this final thought and question. You have a team that supports you formally and informally. And so the flip question is also applicable, which is, what will I do to be a better member of the team? What else can I do? So I'd like to suggest that question today is, if you were to ask yourself, what else can I do? In addition to what I'm doing, what else can I do? And many times that doesn't require more time or even more effort. What else can you do? Might be an attitude change. What else can you do? Might be showing up early instead of a couple of minutes late. What else can you do? Following through on commitments. Sometimes there are things that are small that make a huge difference in being a great team member. One of my favorite quotes says this: what kind of team would our team be if everyone on it were just like me? What kind of team would our team be if everyone in it were just like me? What else can you do to be a great team member? So, 7 quick takeaways from an ultra athlete, a winner, a high performer. First, examine your belief, yourself, your career, the practice, the profession. What is your belief system, and is it time for an upgrade? Inject gratitude into everything is number 2, including in your morning opportunity meeting to start out with one thing that you're grateful for from yesterday. Number 3, what is your one decision? If you were to make yourself uncomfortable intentionally, what would be your one decision that you would make today? Number 4, upgrade your self-talk. Not just declarative statements, but start asking yourself questions. Answer those questions and then follow it with because to strengthen your self-talk, including re-scripting what you say when things don't go as planned. Number 5 is, you can't get out of something you've never been in. So what's holding you back? What would all in look like? What would it look like if you were a rookie all over again? Number 6 is to re-examine your team, recreate your personal team, and examine who and what it is that keeps you going. Recreate your personal team. And finally, number 7 is, ask yourself what you can do to be a better team member. What else can I do? So, great tips from a great mentor. You can read up on James Lawrence. He's got some great books as well as some amazing videos on YouTube. An amazing human success story that will hopefully inspire you in other areas of your life of things that you can do to be a higher performer. Thanks for joining us for Top Practices today. I hope those 7 tips and takeaways have caused you to think in a different direction, and more importantly, will cause you to go do something different today that will help you take it to the top.
You've been listening to Top Practices with Stephen J. Anderson. You can follow Steve on Instagram at @TheStephenJAnderson and on Facebook at Stephen J. Anderson. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join us next time. Thanks for listening.